Track 5, Norwich History. Norwich used to have an enormous number of pubs, and at one time 12 were all confusingly called the King's Head. I wonder how many relationships failed when one partner failed to turn up at the King's Head in Norwich as agreed. Here is Tony to tell us about one of the King's Heads.
In 1883, there were 12 pubs or inns in Norwich named the King's Head. The building we are concentrating on today stands at the corner of Castle Street and Davy Place, and it has many of the clues found in 19th century public houses. This one was built soon after 1813, when its predecessor, the King's Head, was pulled down by Alderman Jonathan Davy. This pub was a well-established and well-known coaching inn that faced the marketplace on Gentleman's Walk, and was a favoured haunt of Parson Woodford of Diary fame, and who, much later, gave his name to a new Norfolk brewery now operating out of Woodbastwick. The old King's Head Inn was known for entertainments, such as plays performed by the Norwich Company of Comedians, prize fights, and a visit in 1797 by O'Brien the Irish Giant, who was 8 foot 4 inches tall. In 1813, Alderman Davy announced in council, "Gentlemen, I mean to put a hole in the King's Head." Since he was known to be a French revolutionary sympathiser, this was a very rash thing to do, and he was put under house arrest for a fortnight before it became clear what he meant. That involved buying the King's Head Inn and demolishing it to construct a new street to link the marketplace with Castle Meadow. This new road was probably Norwich's first pedestrianised street, beating London Street by over 150 years, and was named Davy Place after Jonathan Davy. By way of compensation, the licence of the old King's Head was transferred to a new, purpose-built pub at 10 Davy Place on the corner with Castle Street. Fancy decoration was to mark this building where the body shop was until recently, with a highly decorative cornice moulding below the roof and decorative tiles around the doorway. Added to this are the telltale clues of iron doors to a cellar in Davy Place and strange decorative corbels at first floor level that do not support anything. Possibly these were designed to support a sign or name board. This house, a successor to the proud coaching inn, became part of Bullard's portfolio. The pub was taken over by Watney Man in the 1960s and, like many pubs they inherited, was later closed in 1981 and converted to retail. The use of such corbels for supporting a pub sign can also be found in Queen's Road, where there is a convex building, now housing, that curves around towards the entrance to Burr Street. There, at first floor level between the two windows on the eastern side of the building, are two such redundant corbels, and this was a pub, the Pheasant Cock. It had gone through a series of name changes in the 19th century, from the Jolly Farmers in 1822 to Pheasant and Farmer in 1830 to Pheasant Cock and Farmer in 1842, before finally settling on the Pheasant Cock. Pictorial evidence shows that these corbels did indeed support a fine pub sign. It also became a victim of Watney Man, this time inherited by the takeover of Stewart and Patterson's in the 1960s, and was closed in 1796. Norwich had a second Pheasant Cock at No. 3 Oak Street, opposite St. Miles Church, and this too had a large name board at first floor level between two windows. This public house shut down a lot longer ago, in 1922, without the help of Watney Man, when its licence was transferred to a new house, the Crawshay Arms in Philadelphia Lane. Unfortunately, the practice of replacing an old inn or pub with a new one in the suburbs was not operating in the second half of the 20th century.
Thank you, Tony. Don't head off down to the pub yet. We still need you.